informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Brisbane. This is Jet and Hannah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, relocated housing in Logan is set to provide a quick and safe start for families. Five homes originally slated for demolition have been reallocated to Woodridge and Kingston social housing stocks. This adds to the Miles government's Homes for Queenslanders plan, which aims to achieve over 53,000 new social homes by 2046. Tanika Kelly, a tenant who moved to Queensland with her two children, states this plan has supported her living situation, where limited income has made rental payments difficult to cover. In other news, Queensland's largest prison nears completion, housing 1,536 inmates. The Lockyer Valley Correctional Centre, bearing a no bars on the windows, is geared towards rehabilitation. Queensland Corrective Services Acting Deputy Commissioner Adam Black backs the facility's open spaces philosophy, stating that it encourages better behaviour. The prison will require over 800 staff, including custodial officers and trade instructors, to be fully operational.
In national news, an interim report of the Food and Grocery Code has new recommendations that suggest that supermarkets could face up to $10 million fines for misbehaving. The former Labour Minister, Craig Emerson, suggests that rather than forcing supermarkets to sell off stores to address market concentration, supermarkets should be fined instead for mistreating suppliers. It was also recommended that the code, which is currently a voluntary scheme that governs how supermarkets interact with the suppliers, should be made mandatory for supermarkets with yearly revenues exceeding $5 billion. This includes Coles, Woolworths, and Aldi. New matter research informs the trajectory from a star to a black hole. The University of Melbourne study clarifies dark matter, making up 85% of our universe, could cause dead stars to collapse. Professor Nicole Bell addresses one of the greatest detective stories in science that can't be seen. Due to the dense nature of dead neutron stars, dark matter can't pass through it, thus its difficulty to detect. The study concludes that this is the key to understanding the hidden nature of our universe.
In international news, Israel has withdrawn all of its ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip, except for one brigade. In a statement from the Office of Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, it was said that the forces are retreating and preparing for their next missions. This could include the operation in Shifa and in the upcoming plan to attack Rafah. The plan to attack Rafah has drawn international concern, with more than 1 million Palestinians sheltering there. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said again on Sunday that there would be no ceasefire without the release of remaining hostages from Gaza. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger warning, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8 in the high band. Very high band, that is. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 with more.